Freak Nation, his name is AJ Allmendinger. He's been an honorary fourth freak for many, many years. And in 2013, it was a season after he was suspended for illegal substance, which come to find out it was Adderall, booted off Roger Penske's team. And who got that ride after him in the number 22 Cup car?
Was it Joey?
Your winner today, Joey Logano, which comes up in this interview. What also comes up in this interview is about Juan Pablo Montoya, stat man, and the waist size of Juan Pablo Montoya. It had ballooned somewhat. But just enjoy this ride back as we take a freaking flashback celebrating 20 years of the Freaks with was he ever car champion?
AJ, no.
Yeah, he just won like five races in a row.
Won four in a row. And yeah, Sebastian Bourdais was just crushing the kart series when AJ was there. So yeah, no.
Yeah, kart, sports cars, NASCAR Cup. And now in the Nationwide Series, back in 2013, he had himself a big win at Mid-Ohio. AJ Allmendinger joining us in the Freak Nation, Lucas Oil Studios.
AJ Allmendinger, do you still sip Red Bull, or what the hell do you sip nowadays?
Just gin and juice, you know. That's what it's, I'm always sipping on gin and juice.
That's always good to hear. A little gin and juice for AJ Allmendinger joining us here in Speed Freaks Pits. And then before you get too looped up on gin and juice, nice win on a road course. You're showing these little punk-ass Nationwide Series pilots how to do it up, Holmes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they bring me in for, right? No, it's, Roger, it was kind of funny because before the race, he called me on the phone and was like, all right, so now I want you to think big picture here. The 22 team is fighting the 54 team for the team owner championship, which is a big deal to Roger because that's the only championship he doesn't have in NASCAR. So I said, all right, I want you to make sure, you know, you beat the 54. So we got to finish this thing. Help Sam as much as you can. Try to take over that points lead for the driver championship, but win as well. We need you to win. I'm trying to get to 10 or 11 wins this year. Okay, yes, sir, boss. So it was, man, it's just like Road America, that discount tire Ford. Jeremy Bowen's the crew chief of the 22 team, and just that whole staff there at the racetrack and back at the shop, they build some fast race cars. So had to work a little hard at the end again, but that car was just dominant. It was fun to drive again and just feel very lucky to be able to get the opportunity to do that.
So AJ Allmendinger, when the captain turns to you and says, beat them, let him get points if you have to, but win the race, do you look at him with a straight face and don't crack a smile and say, yes, sir, Mr. Captain, sir?
Of course. That's what you have to do. It's, I knew what he meant. You know, if we had the chance to go win the race, make sure we go do it. But at the same point, that team championship is a big deal to him. And he really wants it. And I think, and the 22 team has done a good job because I think at one point, even maybe right before Road America or kind of right around that time, they were like 50 some odd points back. And obviously Kyle's been winning a ton of races in the Nationwide Series. So for them to finally get the points lead and be able to do that, it's a big deal to them. So I was just about being smart. And Mid-Ohio was a race that, since it was the inaugural race, we didn't really know kind of how it'd play out. It's a tight track, especially for a Nationwide car. So I think everybody was kind of scared of the unknown. But once I kind of got out there and took the lead early on and saw how good the car was and how much it stayed under me and how I could pull a lead and just kind of play with the gaps whenever I wanted to, it was a lot of fun.
AJ Allmendinger joins us here in the Speed Freaks pits. And AJ, you just said, come on, you're doing some favors for RP. Time for RP to do some favors for you. You're tired of answering the questions on what your future is. So why doesn't RP just say, AJ, next year, you're mine?
RP's already done enough favors for me. I don't expect anything from him. I feel just fortunate that he keeps asking me to do certain things here and there. So, you know, next year I have nothing solid and I'm working on it daily, but it's kind of like life right now. I'm just enjoying it one day at a time. And I feel like this whole year I've not had anything planned each week and everything's kind of worked out. So I feel I guess the biggest thing for me is I feel great that for the most part, every time I've gotten an opportunity, I've done everything I can to be my best and make sure that I'm ready for it, whether it's at the racetrack or away from the racetrack. I've done everything I can, and so far it's been working out. So that's all I can keep doing. And, you know, I feel good that something will happen next year. I'm just not sure what it is.
Yeah, I read something where you're getting a lot of phone calls, so that does have to make you feel very good.
Yeah. My big joke right now is my phone's still ringing, and it's still not creditors wanting money yet. So
nice.
So it's okay so far. And just everything that I've gotten to do, whether it's, you know, being with RP, whether it's the IndyCar side of it or the Nationwide side of it, you know, running some of the Rolex races with Michael Schenck and obviously the Cup races with the 51 team and the 47 team. I've gotten, I guess in a great kind of way, I've gotten to meet a lot of people that I've met but didn't really get to know that well, and gotten to really become close with people, and just because of my situation, had to talk to more team owners and get to know them and personnel-wise. So it's been really good for a lot of reasons. So, like I said, it's people are calling. There's nothing at any point right now that's for sure next year or anywhere close to being signed, but people are calling, and that's a good thing.
Is there a priority?
I hate the question typically. I'm sorry, Sat. I hate the question typically of how do you feel? But honestly, how do you feel about your drives in IndyCar this year and in, well, stock cars, you got to be happy. You've got a couple wins. But both sides of the spectrum, do you feel you've given it everything you can?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've been prepared every weekend, and I've always given everything that I can, but I feel like I've been a lot more prepared for everything and mentally and physically focused on whatever opportunity it was. And it's been a lot of fun, but it's been difficult switching back and forth between all the cars. But that's what makes the challenge so much fun, because it shouldn't be easy. So, you know, I think the only weekend that I really look at that I just wish I could erase and not have to go through was that Detroit weekend. I just felt miserable of what happened there, and not that I purposely wrecked twice in a row or I wasn't prepared going into that race. Obviously, we just come from Indy where we'd almost won the race, but just a couple of mistakes there in those couple of races that were really big mistakes that caused some big wrecks and a lot of money for Roger Penske. So I think that's the weekend that I look at. I wish never happened, or I wish I could at least go do over again, but everything else I feel really good about, whether it was getting back into an IndyCar, Barber and at Long Beach, and maybe not having the results there, but I felt like I was right up to speed with my teammates, Elio and Will, and felt like I was right in the mix of qualifying there, at least being in the top half of the field, and obviously having a chance to win Indy and the Nationwide races that I have won. So I feel really good about everything I've done this year.
A.J. Allmendinger joins us, Lucas Oil Studios, Speed Freaks Pits, your Nationwide Series winner from Mid-Ohio. Is it true that you and Juan Pablo Montoya are going to do a workout video together so he can lose 30 pounds to get in an Indy car?
Yeah, we're going to do it in Speedos to make sure that, you know, for the sex appeal with the ladies. So
absolutely.
You know, or the guys, if that's what they're into. So, you know, that's not going to happen.
Was it tough watching Joey Logano in what could have been your car this year win that damn Sprint Cup race at Michigan?
No. You know, it's funny. I would have said that this, you know, late last year or even the beginning of this year, yeah, that would have been tough. And it would have been kind of a gut-wrenching, kind of knife-to-the-stomach feeling. But honestly, now I'm really happy with just where I'm at and the opportunities that I've had. And I think it's just a different outlook in general about things. You know, I can't control other people, and I love when anybody wins for Roger Penske. And when it comes to Joey or Brad, there's no secret. They're really good in those race cars, and they're talented race car drivers. So of course they should win. And Shell Pennzoil was such a great sponsor for me in just the short amount of time that I had him. So it's well deserving. So when I see something like that, I'm just happy all around for the whole organization. And I don't think it reflects anything on me, you know, and it's just a thing that's happened, and I'm not in the race car anymore, but I can argue that I'm a lot better off for it now as a person, and having a lot of great things that I wouldn't have gotten to experience, the Indy 500, the Nationwide wins and things like that, that maybe if I was in the car. So There's good and bad with it. Sure, would I have loved to have been in that car and win the race today? Of course, but I've also had a lot of great things because of what's happened. So, no, it doesn't bother me at all. Just really happy for Roger and everybody that's associated with that whole race team and organization.
That is absolute balls for you to say that. I'm proud of you.
That was awesome.
Sounds like you do have some hair on your Weibos now.
No, I just got it waxed, so no. Actually, it's pretty smooth.
Oh, AJ and the quick comebacks.
Yeah. Damn it, man. You need to sit in for a few shows as the fourth freak and really let us just throw the garb on the wall.
Well, I'm ready. You know, I got free time, too, so I don't have every weekend scheduled right now. So,
actually, that is your future. TV, radio is your future, dude.
Hey, I mean, you gotta always have a backup plan. It's this, you gotta work on everything. So I'm always ready to go, especially with you guys, because we can just let it go. You know, I mean, let's be honest. We've never had to hide anything during our interviews.
You'll have to bring a milk carton or milk crate with you to stand up to be next to me, though, Holmes.
That's good. And I'll bring some hair coloring, too, so you don't look so gray and old.
I am in need of a new color job. I got some TV work coming up here in the next couple of weeks. I might pull the Almendinger brunette on it.
No, that's good. I'll do that. Maybe give you some hair gel because you're thinning pretty bad too. So we got to kind of thicken that hair up a little bit. But you know, you can help me with certain things like being taller, and I can help you with just not looking as old and decrepit and falling apart.
Crotchety. And on that note, Freak Nation, AJ Almendinger. All right, well, we're gonna let you get back not to some beauty sleep, but maybe can I grow a little taller sleep? How about that?
Yeah, no, that sounds good. You know, it's late. You know, I'm getting old in my life here. It's 10:15 where I'm at, so I gotta get some rest. You know, big day tomorrow.
The elixir of getting some rest, gin and juice.
Yeah,
exactly. No, it's been good. I enjoy coming on the show, especially after winning a race. So I'm going to try to do more of that at some point in my life so we can come on more. And if not, then I'll just come on and make up excuses.
Well, we figured you'd want to come on after what happened in Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah. That one, you know, it's funny because I felt like what is going on? Like, what just happened over these 2 days? And it took me about a day to not want to run away from it. But the way I looked at it, heck, I've been through a lot worse. And the right person when something like that happens is Roger Penske, because he just looked at me and said, get over it. We'll move on. And it makes it a lot easier when the team owner says that. So it's a part of life. You grow with everything, good and bad. My engineer, this was the perfect quote before I get off. My race engineer for the IndyCar, he told me as I'm standing there after the second wreck, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, what just happened? And he looked at me and said, you all right? I said, well, yeah, physically, I guess. Emotionally, I feel pretty wrecked right now. And he said, man, don't worry about it. He said, it's about making memories. And I looked at him and said, what? He said, life is about memories. That's all we have before we go. He's like, we make some good ones. We make some bad ones. This is a bad one. We'll make some good ones. So got to look at it like that.
All right. And, of course, all the times you've been in the Freak Nation, those are some good memories, dude. We appreciate it.
Those are nothing but great memories.
Yeah.
Especially sitting on airplanes flying from city to city.
Oh, shoot. The cart turbo or jam car turbo tour.
Yeah, with video that will never rear its ugly head.
No.
Thank goodness. Maybe when I retire, because that's probably about the time I should retire.
Yeah. Because trust me, we got some from Max Pappas back in the day, too, doing almost the same thing.
Yeah, it was a good time. Catherine Legg and I still talk about that whole trip. That was that was insane. Yeah, that was a good time there.
All right, dude, get some sleep.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Vintage AJ Almendinger in the Freak Nation.